Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So, you know, in my own experience, working out in Dallas, in internal medicine, and then and here at Life Extension, talking to members, worldwide members, really. We have almost 250,000 members at Life Extension now. When it comes to women, postmenopausal women, one of the most common complaints they have is constipation. You know, headaches rank up there high, stress and anxiety ranks up high, but constipation is probably at the top of the list, just based on my own experience. Postmenopausal women just don't have good bowel movements; they really don't. And so I'm doing this segment more with that person in mind, the menopausal woman, who's in some cases, listen, having a bowel movement once a week. Some women might be like, I would love a bowel movement once a week. I don't know. It really is. It is something us men, we don't really get. Men usually don't have a problem, at least as much of a problem with constipation as women. So that I'm really looking at that patient population right there, the menopausal woman who's having some issues here. So the average American eats only about 10 to 15 grams of fiber a day. I think that's generous. Maybe so. I think that's a little high. I think it's probably more around 5 to 10 grams. And yet the typical recommendations can the amount of fiber you should take in is really kind of individualized. So I don't like to give absolute numbers here, but on average we should be getting somewhere between 20 and 50 grams of dietary fiber a day. I know there are some doctors that think we should do much more than that, but my personal little fiber story, it's not gross, don't worry. You know, for me, 20, 25 grams is about right. If I do any more than that, I don't do well with it. So I think it is individualized. But at least, let's just say 20, 25, something like that. Okay. We know that fiber is important for overall intestinal health. Everybody understands that. What happens is, you know, we don't really digest the fiber, but the friendly bacteria that are in our guts are able to ferment it, and that helps with producing other types of compounds, like they're called lignins, that are important for us. And then in some cases, the fibers just are bulking agents to take out excess sugar and fat. And then other times, they just go right through down in the colon. When you have a bunch of fiber in your colon, it draws water into the colon and helps to clean it out. You know, people talk about doing colon cleanses, and I've seen some of them, and they're pretty fancy stuff and expensive. How about just some insoluble fiber? It works. It'll clean you out. Okay. Now, most foods, by the way, are a mixture of two types of fiber, and I just want to mention this quickly before I get to the, based on research, the two best fibers for constipation. So I'm going to get there in a moment, but most food contains a mix of soluble fiber and insoluble fiber, and both are important in treating constipation. Now, the soluble fiber you'll find mostly in oats, whole grains, apples, beans, lentils, barley, stuff like that. It's soluble because it mixes with water nicely, and it forms a kind of like a soft gel in your intestines. And that gel, in a sense, kind of becomes a trap for excess sugar and excess fat. So it can help to maintain healthy sugar and healthy cholesterol and triglyceride levels as well. Insoluble fiber, in its raw form, you're talking about bran, for instance. Lots of fruits and vegetables have insoluble fibers. It does not mix with water, and it forms more like a pulp. And that pulp, instead of a gel, right? So the soluble fiber forms more like a gel, a sponge. The insoluble fiber that does not mix with water forms more like a pulp. And that pulp will travel throughout your, you know, from your upper digestive system down all the way to the rectum. And when it does that, it pulls in moisture. And that's important because as you pull in the moisture into the colon and rectum, you're going to be able to clean it out more. And that's the cleaning effect, the ability to push out and relieve constipation. So, you know, the soluble fiber is important, but, you know, we got to make sure we're getting also a good mix of the insoluble fiber as well to stay regular on a daily basis. Obviously, we want to eat more of the fruits, the vegetables, the lentils, the whole grains, all that kind of stuff. You're going to get. That's how I get my fiber. I don't do a specific fiber supplement, by the way. I just make sure I eat a lot of nuts, almonds. My breakfast is two pieces of fruit, usually an apple and maybe some grapes, serving of grapes, and almonds. I love it. I honestly probably eat too many because there's the only downside to the nuts is the calories. But my breakfast is a high fiber breakfast, and it gives me some lasting energy, gives me some good fiber, and I'm good to go for the rest of the day. So we definitely need to increase those foods. But if you are constipated, even if you're doing those things, you can still get constipated at time. And I'm not going to go into why we get constipated. But if you are constipated, based on research, the best fibers for you. So you don't have to do these all the time. Get your fibers, you know, your soluble and insoluble fiber from food. But when you do become constipated, this is a common problem, as I said, for, you know, the menopausal woman. First of all, try some chitosan. Chitosan is a fiber that is in the shell of shellfish, okay? And it is insoluble, but boy, it does bind fat as well too. There's even some studies showing that it decreases triglycerides, all that kind of stuff. But chitosan is just a wonderful insoluble fiber, has some good research with it to really relieve constipation. And I think that's one of the first ones that I usually suggest for women who are having some constipation issues. How long do you have to take it? How much? You know, anywhere between 500 milligrams to a gram of chitosan for as long as 2 days to 2 weeks. It just kind of depends on your own physiology, your own, you know, the degree of the constipation. So it's hard to say the exact dose, the exact length of time you would have to do chitosan. You know, I would give it at least a week. Right, and if it's not working, then you might want to move to another fiber that I like to suggest, and that is glucomannan. Glucomannan is more of a water soluble one that comes from the root of a plant called konjac. Glucomannan is considered a bulk forming laxative, but a safe laxative that promotes a larger bulkier stool. Glucomannan can, you know, usually help most people within a day or two of use. Now, I know a lot of doctors will put glucomannan in front of chitosan, but in my own experience, I find chitosan to work a little bit better. So I usually start with chitosan. I give it a few days. If it doesn't, we'll get you off the chitosan. You don't want to do both at the same time because that can be a little bit too rough. So we get you off the chitosan and then try the glucomannan. Again, the dose for glucomannan is all over the place, anywhere between 1 to 6 grams a day. And you're just going to have to play around with it. It's always best to start low and go slow in medicine. So maybe start with a gram of glucomannan. Drink lots of water with it. Matter of fact, you should drink lots of water all the time with fiber, right? So start off with 1 gram, you know, see how you do, give it a day or so, build it up to 2, 3. You can go upwards of 6 grams. Over 6 grams of glucomannan, that can actually reverse some of the effects and it can make your stomach feel worse. So don't go above 6 grams. So try chitosan, glucomannan. And by the way, combining them with vitamin C and magnesium works really well. Natural solutions for constipation. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.